This is Missouri Appellate Opinions presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiffs litigation firm. Today's case, CAW, Respondent versus NKD, Appellant, decided June 24, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Eastern District. CAW, number ED112725, Respondent, Appeal from the Circuit Court of St. Louis County versus Honorable Joseph L. Green, NKD, Appellant, filed June 24, 2025. Introduction, NKD, Father, appeals from the trial court's judgment ordering that he pay $1,383 in monthly child support. Father argues the trial court erred in rejecting its own Form 14 calculations without addressing the required statutory factors and instead based its child support order on a 4-year-old pendente light order, PDL. We agree because the court's actions were not based on the evidence adduced at trial and as such were a misapplication of the law. Therefore, we reverse and pursuant to our authority under Rule 8414, enter into judgment the child support amount from the court's Form 14, which was based on evidence at trial. Factual and procedural background. Father and CAW, mother, met at a gathering in 2014 and had a relationship until June of 2016. Mother gave birth to child on February 16, 2017. Mother filed a petition for declaration of paternity on January 7, 2019. On May 9, 2019, father filed his answer and counterpetition for two determination of father-child relationship, order of child custody, order of child support, and motion for genetic testing. After DNA testing confirmed his paternity, the court granted father leave to amend his pleadings and file a first amended counterpetition. The court ordered the parties to work with court domestic services to establish supervised visitation between father and child. On January 28, 2020, the parties agreed to the PDL, wherein father agreed to pay mother $1,583 in monthly child support. The PDL gave father supervised visitation pending psychological evaluations and or until the guardian ad litem, GAL, recommended unsupervised visitation. Accordingly, father's time with child increased. Father filed amended statements of income and expenses and property, and on April 22, 2021, he filed a motion to modify the PDL. Despite noticing it up several times, father's motion to modify child support was not heard. Trial was held on April 18, 19, 2023. Both parties submitted Form 14s using self-reported incomes. Mother testified that she has a bachelor's degree, has a diverse work history, and admitted she could easily make $80,000 if she were to seek full-time employment. For his part, while father's income increased from $67,200 a year to $72,078,000, one sales of the LLC that he partially owns dropped 70%. As a result, father does not receive partner distributions. 2. Finding their testimony self-serving and somewhat dubious, on January 29, 2024, the court rejected both parties' Form 14s and created its own based upon the evidence presented at trial. In its Form 14, the court imputed $80,000 to each parent based on the totality of the evidence. The court's Form 14 calculations also considered the parties' joint custody of child, their individual child care expenses, and mother's existing support obligations for her other child. The court then rejected its own Form 14 and instead reached back 4 years to the PDL amount. 1. The record is unclear as to whether father is paid $3,000 biweekly or twice a month. 2. The Form 14 submitted prior to the PDL does not reflect partner distributions paid to father. 3. On February 26, 2024, father moved to amend the judgment as to the child support amount or for new trial. The trial court did not rule on the motion, thus deeming it denied by operation of law pursuant to Rule 7806. 3. This appeal follows. Standard of review. In a court-tried case, we will affirm the judgment of the trial court unless there is no substantial evidence supporting the judgment. It is against the weight of the evidence, erroneously declares the law, or erroneously applies the law. Murphy v. Caron, 536 SW 2230 32, Morin Bonk, 1976. When considering whether there has been a misapplication of law, we review the trial court's legal conclusions and application of law to the facts de novo. Cullen v. Bernstein, 694 SW 3D 494 498, Monia Apar, ED 2024. We conduct an independent review of questions of law without deference to the trial court's conclusions. IDDAR, citing TJWVKT, 614, SW3D, 637, 640, Monia Apar, SD 2020. If there has been a misapplication of the law, reversible error exists if it materially affects the outcome in that we have a firm belief that the judgment of the trial court is wrong. Idir, citing McLeod v. McLeod, 681 SW3D 215 229 Mo App W.